This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ben, we are hours away from the final, merciful end to this Commander season. Something I think we all were hoping for, that we could just get this thing done. Luckily, we know when that actually is, and then it's the off season, and then the fun starts. We're also live on YouTube if you want to. I did my hair today, I promise. Not the season anybody wanted. But it's a season I think that in some ways was inevitable. And I understand that, like, you go off of a 12-win season last year and you think, oh, it can't be that bad. Well, okay, yeah, the bottom fell out and you had a massive amount of injuries and a lot of things went wrong. The football gods are interesting in sports in general, not just football, but we'll go with the football gods for this one. They find ways to make sure you pay your dues, right? The football gods came for the Commanders this year because last year was far beyond what anybody expected. And you enjoyed it. I'd enjoyed it. Everybody enjoyed it. It was fun. I wouldn't trade it for the world. It was eventually, again, it depends on where this goes. Even if it's a 5-win season, doesn't matter. Everybody has to worry about their job. Now, by all accounts, by all reports, Dan Quinn is going to be back. Okay. I'm all right with that. But I'm not okay with the way the offense was run, even when you had guys in and out of the lineup this year, even when you dealt with all of the injuries. I'm not okay with the lack of adjustments. I'm not okay with the lack of creativity at times or the lack of just looking at what's going on in a game plan and going, maybe we should stick with what's working, like running the football a little bit more if you're Cliff Kingsbury. The reports are now, Diane Rossini reported it, that, you know, Cliff Kingsbury could be out. He also could get a head coaching job, which is like a weird dynamic that we're sitting here talking about him and going, yep. Could leave for a head coaching job, also could be fired. It's the world we live in. It's the NFL that we have today. But look, you can't look at this team and this offense and really over the course of the 2 years now that Cliff Kingsbury has been the head coach and say, all right, this is working. At times you see it. At times you send it in the, you know, the lack of consistency in the way that he's been used, and some would say he hasn't earned it, and others would say, like, you got to give this guy a chance. If you drafted him, you want him to be a game changer. You thought he'd be like a Juszczyk in this offense, right, in San Francisco, and we haven't seen it. And when you have some young guys on this roster that you've got to evaluate, that you got to figure out, like, are they going to be a part of the future of this team or not, you weren't getting all of that. You weren't getting the adjustments. And we all know, God, we know, Cliff Kingsbury over the years, not one for adjustments, not one for making changes as the season goes on. See his years in Arizona as a head coach. I mean, you had, what, a 5-1 start. It was a 7-1 start, a 5-3 start. Both those teams with the Cardinals didn't make the playoffs. I mean, they had some real burnout teams. And we actually, if you go back, have kind of forgotten about that stretch last third of the season for a while for the Commanders where the offense was really sputtering. And you started looking around going, is this that Cliff Kingsbury meltdown all over again? I mind because of that. Just wanting him gone at that point. So now that I've thought about it, I think it was a, I suppressed that memory, and now it's back again. So here we are. This is good. I now have to deal with this for the next 3 hours or so, thinking about that. But, yeah, look, I'm not one to give Cliff Kingsbury a complete pass for injuries, but I'll give him a little bit. I'll give him a little bit with the way that this season went, because you have to understand that when you are working with a depleted roster and a lower level of talent, you're not going to get the full picture of what that offense can be. We had more of that last season. That being said, there are decisions that can still be made, like continuing to run the football in games where running the football is actually working, and you abandon the run. Or not using your young tight end that you just have to give more opportunities to. And listen, it's tough in general when you look at where this team was, and this is why I say, like, that 12-win season was a blessing, but it was also a curse, because this organization struggled to figure out what its identity was heading into this year. So I will still maintain this, and I will still say this. Terry McLaurin would not have been re-signed. Attention. They would have traded him. They would have. Because the battle was about his age and the money and all the stuff that a team that's looking to win now would make a little bit of that sacrifice and maybe overpay for a wide receiver that's been a massive part of the team. Ultimate professional. One of the best wide receivers in the NFL. But, yeah, you do it when you're looking to win a Super Bowl and it's like, well, we can go ahead and pay for that luxury. Well, you got a lot of other issues. That luxury is something you can't afford anymore. And that was really the difference for them, is they look around and they went, well, we had a 12-win season last year. We went to an NFC Championship game. Maybe there was even a whisper of, have you seen our odds to win the Super Bowl before the season? The NFL loves it. They're looking at the Commanders, and they're like, let's get them in all of the standalone games, all of the nationally televised games. And we're looking around going, wow, this is fun. Oh, those games didn't work out this year. This team completely fell off of a cliff. The Commanders are a rebuilding team that had all of their deficiencies exposed this season. But now they know what their identity is, and it's a rebuilding team. Plain and simple. And as just like coaches have to adapt to the NFL, front offices also have to adapt to their situation too. Cliff Kingsbury cannot adapt, cannot continue to evolve as a coordinator, as a head coach. We have seen it. It has continued to be part of his problem. He is rigid, and he sticks with what he does. You know who else did that? Ron Rivera. Remember that? God. Why is Jamin Davis still out there? Why aren't we just... Oh, no, were you drafted? I don't want to actually think about that. We're going to try to suppress that memory. We've already got enough bubbling back up right now here. But, you know, this is something the front office now is... And I would guess that quietly they have said, we got to make some major changes. We know we're a rebuilding team. We've seen all that. You know, but this is something now that is a full-on rebuild. Now, that doesn't mean when it's a full-on rebuild that it's all about draft picks or that it's all about spending a ton of money just this offseason to go get free agents. You got to find a smart balance, but you got to figure out what your overall structure is going to be as a team. And it starts with this coaching staff, and we know tomorrow's Black Monday, and it's not a fun day, and I'll never, you know, root for anybody to lose their job, but I'll also understand when somebody's not good enough at their job and they need to move on. Right? Like, we see it all the time in sports, and that's kind of the nature of the game. And if Cliff Kingsbury's out, I mean, my dream scenario, and I think a lot of people's dream scenario, was that Mike McDaniel's out in Miami and he comes to Washington. And you get a shot in the arm of that offense, and you get somebody that's probably one of the most innovative minds in football when it comes to the offensive side. Now, some guys are meant to be head coaches. But we've propped up this idea in the NFL, and I'd argue across the board in sports, but we'll stick with the NFL here, and there's a reason why with this. Because if you're an NBA assistant coach, you don't get the same recognition or maybe control, though they've expanded these coaching staffs and really given opportunities for assistant coaches to have a little bit more power. But it's not the same in basketball and the NBA as it is in the NFL. If you are a great offensive coordinator, you're an elite offensive mind. In a league now, in the NFL, we've gotten to the point now where you look at the desire for somebody to become a head coach, and it's kind of thrust upon everybody just because they're a good offensive coordinator, or in some cases, defensive coordinator. and it just doesn't work out. Because it's a totally different scenario. You're going away from something that you're an expert at to be more of a delegator, to be more of a CEO, to be more of somebody that's looking around and telling everybody else what to do and trying to coordinate five or six different things when you may not be great at looking at what you need to do on special teams. You may not have a great defensive mind, but you know how to tear up a defense as an offensive coordinator. That might be Mike McDaniel. And look, we don't even know whether he's going to be available. Miami may just say we want to keep you around because we got to figure out a lot of other things right now, including their starting quarterback situation. But I know this, if I'm Washington and Mike McDaniel's available, I want him. He's not a head coach. He's just not. And that's okay. You can make millions of dollars and be an all-time great offensive coordinator. That means you are one of the brightest minds in that space, and you can achieve a ton at the very highest level. But we just put this weight on like being a head coach and thinking that that's the end-all be-all. Like, oh, is he really a great coach if he wasn't a great head coach? Josh McDaniels has had a lot of success. A lot of success as what, at this point now, I'd say the offensive coordinator for the Patriots 7 or 8 times, 9, 10, 11, maybe 12 times. He tried the head coach thing twice and it didn't work out. He's not a head coach. I don't think Mike McDaniel is a head coach either. But if he's available, I mean, I want him over Cliff Kingsbury in a second. I think we know as soon as tomorrow that he's no longer the defensive coordinator for this team. Because once you lose the play calling duties, that's kind of it, right? And that's really the question, too, for Dan Quinn. Does he call the plays again next year? Does he want to continue to do it? I mean, we see great head coaches that are offensive minds calling plays still off. I mean, Andy Reid is heavily involved in the offense with the Chiefs, right? Like, we've seen that over the years. So this might be a situation where Dan Quinn needs somebody to help him manage things, but he's still calling the plays on Sundays. Okay. But it's not like the defense got better once Dan Quinn took over as the play caller, but it's not like they were great. Now, they had no talent whatsoever at the end of the season. A few flashes of some guys, obviously, but they were depleted. I mean, you look at some of these turnover margin and defensive EPA, and they gave up the second most explosive plays this year, and all the things that you wouldn't want as a defense, that defense had. But, okay, so who becomes the replacement for Joe Witt Jr.? A lot of people throwing around the Al Harris name. Maybe. He was the Cowboys' secondary coach when Dan Quinn was their defensive coordinator. We know how good that Dallas defense was. They were also a turnover machine. Does that tie-in maybe mean that Al Harris comes over and gets, you know, elevated and more money and is able to make essentially a lateral move in some ways, right? Like, okay, what about Brian Flores? Does he not go back to Minnesota? Oh, my God, Brian Flores in D.C. in a second. You kidding me? They also need a pass rush. I would rather have, if Brian Flores was available, and this is all speculation, but with what's going on in Minnesota, I mean, who knows, right? Minnesota would be stupid to let Brian Flores go, but if he is, do you imagine? Let's just play this. Let's paint this picture here. Mike McDaniel is the offensive coordinator and Brian Flores as the defensive coordinator for the Commanders. I'm just gonna give a standing ovation for that in case it happens. All hypothetical, and the odds are probably pretty low that that's the case because there's a very good chance that Mike McDaniel stays in Miami, Brian Flores stays in Minnesota. But just in case those opportunities were to happen, you've already elevated both sides of the football for this team. Because now we know, if you were ever questioning, coordinators matter, I would argue, just as much as head coaches in the NFL. How's that going in Detroit? They lost both their coordinators. Ain't the same team. We've seen it in Philadelphia before. We've watched them lose coordinators. How's that worked out? How'd that offense look this year? Yeah, they're still going to the playoffs. Yeah, they're still resting all good portion of their starters today in that final regular season game. But that offense for Philadelphia, again, it ain't the same. So these are the types of things that still do matter that get, I think, forgotten a lot. All right, we got a couple of playoff scenarios that are still up in the air today. A lot of it is about seeding. Why the Seahawks made the right decision at quarterback and who absolutely bailed out the 49ers even in their loss that they had yesterday. Nick Ashew on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Nick Ashew on the Fan. Final week of the regular season in the NFL. Mercifully, we are that much closer to the playoffs. Keep in mind, if the NFL, and let me rephrase that, when the NFL expands to 18 games, we would still have another week in this regular season. I will continue to maintain this. For the love of God, please expand the playoffs. Don't give us more regulars. Where'd you get those sweet jerseys, Steve? It is Amazon, my friend. Amazon is dangerous. You can find anything, as we know. And when you start looking for movie character jerseys, you'd be surprised how many Mighty Ducks jerseys, Bobby Boucher, Shane Falco. I got a Jesus Shuttlesworth jersey. If you know, you know. And I'll probably get more at some point. Kyle on YouTube as well. Al Harris was Dan Quinn's first choice when he came here, but Harris decided to stay with the Cowboys. Yeah, it's true. Like, I would love Al Harris to be the defensive coordinator. A lot of people have thrown that name around, and, you know, maybe that changes. Maybe it's something different. Again, you got to kind of find a way to elevate somebody somehow when you give them a little bit more responsibility as, like, associate head coach, defensive coordinator, and more money. Money always helps first, but the team also that they're currently with has to give them permission to have the conversations. There's a lot, and there's a lot that's going to be happening with this Commanders organization as time moves forward this offseason. And we may get some answers right away, and we may get some answers that, you know, don't show up for quite some time. Coordinators, I would think defensive coordinator is going to be at least an open position far sooner than offensive coordinator, but Cliff Kingsbury may be out. But those reports, I mean, there's a chance that that is certainly the case. And, you know, it's one of those where you look and go, yeah, if there's smoke, there's fire. If anybody wants to defend him and say that there was a lack of talent and a lot of injuries, I do, that is a thing. I don't, like, discount that, but there is more to it than that. The rigidness, the lack of adjustments. We've seen that with Cliff Kingsbury so many times, and I think that's one of the biggest things to keep in mind. Look, when you're rebuilding a team like the Commanders are, because again, today, like, let's be honest. I know they play a game today, but, like, what do you want me to do? You guys want me to give you a preview for 3 hours? I'd lose my mind. Of what? Tanner McKee versus Josh Johnson. Who's excited about that? Not me. It's been off-season mode for like a month around this team. Probably more if we're being honest with ourselves. But you know, you don't all, like, not everything is going to be done this off-season. It's going to take multiple phases of really building this Commanders roster into something that's special, something that you look at and is viewed as an organization, as a team that's a perennial contender every single year. That's really the goal of this, right? Like, it's not, hey, we'd like to win the next couple of years. No, it's we want to build a roster that's, I mean, I know this is a bad reference this year given the season they had, but that's the Chiefs. Every year, what do you say? I mean, even this year, for a long time, it was, well, the Chiefs aren't out till they're out. And that team went to a Super Bowl last year. Football gods finally caught up to them and had them deal with injuries for a change. But they also were struggling before Patrick Mahomes got hurt. But you know what I mean? Like, that's really where this team needs to be focused. Like, they need to be thinking about what is going to build a foundation for the long term. And that's why you don't necessarily just look at building a roster one way, draft picks. You don't just look at it as just free agency. And they got a ton of cap space. You kind of have to figure out that balance. And sometimes it's short term versus long term. Like, if you're looking at the Seahawks, right? Seahawks just locked up the number one seed in the NFC. That defense is the main reason in Seattle. Just like, you know, I mean, how many teams? We had, as much as the NFL is an offensive driven league, you do still have to be good defensively. And Washington is at the bottom of the barrel, obviously, with that. And it's going to take them likely years if they ever could get to the point with where what Seattle has. Look, the 49ers. 49ers are one of the most potent offenses in the NFL. Look at what that Seattle defense did to the 49ers last night. And listen, I'll say this too. The 49ers or the Seahawks made the right choice with Sam Darnold. Now, I'm not saying Sam Darnold is the guy that's going to be there 5, 6, 7 years for them. But what I do know is, we in Washington definitely know what that feeling is to wander aimlessly around that barren wasteland of no quarterback. And you're trying everything. And if you're the Seahawks, you look at what Sam Darnold has become. Decent game last night. Wasn't what you saw at the end of the regular season and the playoffs for Minnesota last year from him. Sam Darnold absolutely justifies the contract that Seattle gave him. He's the right guy for right now. Now, do I think Seattle wins a Super Bowl with him at quarterback? With that defense, it's possible. I mean, the NFL's really wide open this year. There's not one dominant team that you're going to look at and feel absolutely confident that they're winning the Super Bowl this year. And that's the entire landscape. The AFC is a whole other animal, too. You know, but sometimes you got to handle the quarterback position with the now and the future. And I don't know if Jalen Milroe is going to be the guy long term there, but what I do know is that Sam Darnold is the guy right now with that defense in Seattle. And that's something that Washington has to think about, too. It's like, you've got your quarterback situation figured out. It's about developing and growing Jaden Daniels. That should be, given what we saw last year, your franchise quarterback. So now it should be a lot about the defense this offseason. It should be finding a pass rush. It should be improving things at linebacker and safety. I think they've got some talent at corner that they can work out with this. But look at where Seattle is. Having that ability to stop teams, to go out in a meaningful game. Last night, against the 49ers, a division rival, trying to clinch a number one seed, and locking down one of the most potent offenses in the NFL, especially over the last month and a half. Again, Sam Darnold was a part of that. Sam Darnold was good, but you didn't know what you were going to get going into last night, but you knew that you could lean on that defense if you're Seattle. Because if you look at the first start, like the first, it was like 7 games for Sam Darnold. 17 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, our first 9 games actually. I've got it right here in my handy-dandy notes, if you will. 17 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 9 games, passer rating of 116. Then there was that game on November 16th. Seattle against the Rams, 4 picks for Sam Darnold, and that's when the bottom just fell out. 8 touchdowns, 8 picks, 81 passer rating in 7 games. Those numbers aren't the same as what you saw at the beginning of the season, but here's the thing. Seattle was still in the hunt for the number one seed in the NFC. And they did everything they needed to do. Not only did a really tough 49ers run defense on top of that. So they've built a team that has multiple ways.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
That they can win, and that's still what you need to have in the NFL. Look, situation dictates a lot of the success of quarterbacks in general, and especially young quarterbacks. So it's obviously going to be massively important for Jaden Daniels to be in a spot where he's cultivated and has that consistent offense year after year. If Cliff Kingsbury's not back, they got to find a guy that's going to be there for a while. And it's tough because coordinators bail. They bail all the time. But you've got to still at least build the offensive line, which they worked on. You've got to continue to do that, protect your quarterback, find the weapons, but it's the system. It's the system that really matters. Because also, as he's developing, you've got to have other ways to win in games that where he may, like, even if Jaden Daniels was healthy this year, there would be some struggles. There was going to be struggles this year. You need a defense that can help bail you out in some games. Seattle had that last night against the 49ers. I tell you what, if you look at Sam Darnold, this is a guy that started off with Jets, with the Panthers, went to the 49ers, learned under Kyle Shanahan. He's becoming like the quarterback whisperer, isn't he? Unless you're C.J. Beathard, maybe, or, you know, those guys kind of were limited to a point of where they were there. But, you know, even when he clearly got better because he actually grew and learned as a quarterback. And that situation, those environments that he was in, that's what helped make him better. It just took a little bit of time to do it. The Commanders have to build that environment for Jaden Daniels right now. That includes consistency in an offensive system and then a defense that you know you can count on in games where he's still growing and making mistakes. It's going to happen. It's a guarantee. But we're not going to see that again, of course, until next year. Are we going to see the final game for Deebo Samuel? Nick Ashew on the Fan, Commanders, Eagles, final game of the season for the Commanders, final game of the regular season for the Eagles at 425. And there is bad blood. I didn't lie. I will still maintain, and this is my, if you're watching on YouTube, I'll put on my tinfoil hat real quick. We are streaming live on YouTube as well. YouTube, here you go. Here's the tinfoil hat for you all. I maintain that Nick Sirianni looked around and said, you know, I don't want anybody getting suspended today. I think I'm going to sit all of my starters. I know there are other reasons why he sat his starters today. I get it. I've had Eagles fans all up in my mentions like, well, you know, that guy's got hurt before. I get all that. You think that's the only reason? No. Pump the brakes here real quick, okay? When Nick Sirianni went for that two-point conversion and ran up the score and started a fight. And Dan Quinn, after the game, was like, we see him in 2 weeks. You think Nick Sirianni's not thinking, is the two seed really worth somebody getting in a fight and getting suspended for the playoffs? Now, yeah, is it a little bit of a conspiracy theory on my part? Yes, that's why I have the tinfoil hat on my head right now.
There's no way Jalen Carter's playing, right?
No.
He's candidate number one. Dude. For someone who could get suspended in a game like this.
And Ben, let me tell you something too, on top of that, like, if you're the Eagles and you look around and just say, like, none of this matters whatsoever, you take zero risks on this because you've got guys on the commander side of things that have nothing to lose, that are like, you know what, screw them. I remember what happened, or I don't want that to happen again, or I'm just pissed off, especially later in a game. Like, let's say the Eagles, you know, Tanner McKee, I got to take that tinfoil hat off my head now. It's just bouncing around too much. I want my hair to look good for YouTube. You know, I got all fresh today, Ben. You know, I want to make sure I look clean. You know, listen, this is going to be one of those situations where if the Eagles were to go up and you're looking around, there's going to be some guys that just say, screw it, I got nothing to lose. Now, please don't pull a Daron Payne and swing in a helmet. The dumbest thing that you can do in any fight situation is use your fist and try to win a fight against a football helmet. They're made to prevent concussions, and they protect you in what was looked at as mini car crashes every time there's a hit. You think your fist is going to win that fight? Don't be Daron Payne. I know he didn't break his hand, but like, just do not be that guy. But there is no reason for the Eagles to even have that risk at all of somebody getting suspended. Because listen, you lose key guys late in the season. Look at the Steelers without DK Metcalf. Boy, do they need him. That offense is, they got nothing. They got nothing without him. And they're not going to have him again tonight against the Ravens. Now, I know it's a different situation, but reality is, like, losing key guys late in the season when the games really matter, it matters for the Eagles to the point where it could matter in the playoffs, or it could matter, whatever. Like, there's no reason to take that risk if you are Nick Sirianni. By the way, Nick Sirianni is just the worst kind of troll. Because we all know, like, he tried to come up with an explanation after that game. Like, oh, well, you know, no, stop. Don't give me metrics and analytics and, no, stop it. You went for two because you want to run up the score, plain and simple. And that's fine, because here's what's going to happen. This will also be remembered next year. It isn't like it's just going to be right now. This will also be remembered next year by the Commanders, by whoever's still on this roster against the Eagles. And you know what? That makes for good rivalries. I'll take it.
There you go. I make the argument these teams really do hate each other. And I know for so many years, Redskins and Cowboys supposed to be the rivalry of the NFCs, the rivalry that this fan base gets into. Not anymore, man. It's the Eagles. These teams genuinely have hatred toward one another. I think Dan Quinn and Nick Sirianni don't like each other very much. And as a fan that's younger than a lot of the fan base, obviously, and a lot of the people that are probably listening right now.
Yeah, we know. You were born in like 2010. I know, you're a baby.
Yes, I know. But the Eagles have kicked our ass so many times in my life. And the Cowboys don't give a damn about us. The Eagles care when they beat us. They rub it in your face all the time. Their fans rub it in your face. The Eagles fans are way worse than the Cowboys fans, and there's a lot more Cowboys fans around here, too, and that says something.
The problem with the Eagles, too, Ben, is that when you look at the way they're constructed, they could be good for a long time. Now, I think there's going to be some issues this offseason with A.J. Brown maybe wanting out. Jalen Hurts clearly has no chemistry with his offensive coordinator, and it seems like he's kind of on his own island. But that being said, Howie Roseman is as smart as any general manager in sports, and aggressive. And, you know, he's willing to make trades, not just at the trade deadline, but, like, just in the season. He's really good at identifying talent in the draft that can translate to the NFL, which is, like, you can have all the draft picks in the world. But if you don't have somebody that can actually identify that talent, who cares how many picks you have? So, you know, the Eagles are in a spot where they are good. I hate to say it. It makes me want to throw up in my mouth, and I just a little in my coffee cup here, made me want to throw up. But, like, you have to respect the fact that this is a very well-run organization. And you're right, Eagles fans are a pain in the ass, but they have a right to be cocky. They have a right to be, you know, at least confident in this team,
sure,
even with the down year that they've had offensively. It's true.
The fact that they're so well-run makes it worse, because I don't worry about the Cowboys. Every single year, I call them out and say, this team's not going to be any good. It's the Cowboys. It's the same thing every year with them. The Eagles, no. It's the same thing, is that they're going to dominate every year at this point. And they're going to kick your ass at least once in the season. So I got to worry about them, and that makes me hate them that much more.
Every single year, the worry is, what are the Eagles going to do, and what are the Eagles going to fix what they need to fix? Because we see that they have self-awareness. There is a true level of self-awareness in that Eagles front office. Now, there are things they have to address this offseason, so it's not like it's all just roses here, right? Like, they've had issues this year, and they lack leadership. Nick Sirianni has constantly been questioned as a leader. But when you win a Super Bowl, you kind of quiet all of that. But let's say the Eagles are one and done in the playoffs. I think you're going to look around and go, Nick Sirianni going to be back in the hot seat again next year? They're not going to fire him. But Nick Sirianni has been somebody that he is a lightning rod. And when you're winning, you can get away with that. When you're losing, or there's a lack of continuity or consistency with a team, whatever the case is, and you're in Philadelphia with the very kind-hearted and loving Philadelphia Eagles fans that exist up there, what, you think you have any room, any wiggle room whatsoever? No, you don't. You got nothing up there. So it's going to be interesting to see, but beyond this game today, like what the Eagles do in the playoffs in a very wide open, just in general, the NFL is very wide open right now. There's a lot of parity, and there are a lot of teams that you may like to get to the Super Bowl, and yet at the same time, you can poke all kinds of holes in everything that they have. So when you look at the Eagles, if the Eagles were to be one and done in the playoffs, there will be changes this offseason. No matter what, I think it's a guarantee that there are changes this offseason, unless A.J. Brown suddenly gets like 10 targets a game and everybody's looking around going, oh, he's happy now. But that ain't how this thing's worked. They're going to have to figure some things out. And if it becomes a flame out in the playoffs quickly, that's an aggressive Howie Roseman in the offseason. I promise you that. But there's also going to be a lot of whispers, or maybe yelling, about Nick Sirianni's future in Philadelphia. That's just how this thing works. But the one thing I know is that if you're the Commanders and you're looking at the way you're rebuilding this team, you're not just competing to be a great team. You're not just competing to be a team that looks and says, you know, we want to be a contender for the next decade. You're also competing against the Philadelphia Eagles and their level of aggression and their smart front office. And God, I hate saying all these nice things about them, but I have to. It's the truth, and it makes me sick to my stomach. I know it makes me sick to my stomach, but I have to do it. But you all, like, that's part of this. It's, you know, for years in the NBA, it was everybody in the West was competing not just to be a great team, but against the Warriors. And now it looks like it's the Oklahoma City Thunder. And for so long in the AFC, it was the Chiefs. And now the Chiefs are down. And they're, you know, who knows what next season's going to look like at the beginning with Patrick Mahomes being hurt. All of these things. It's not always just about, hey, we're building our organization. Hey, we're building our team up. Hey, we really want to be. No, it's also who is above you that you have to keep pace with on top of that, depending on how they do business. And that's where the Commanders are. And I hate it. This is who the Eagles are. And it ain't going to go away. But this is a really important offseason. I mean, this is what matters. Like, this is now that you have to show that, okay. The initial plan was like, let's go in and just build some culture and make this an organization that's actually respected. And looking around going like, oh, we got some work to do. And then it actually turned out to be something that wasn't as hard to make this a locker room that people at least wanted to be a part of, right? I mean, look, guys are still playing hard late in these games. It doesn't look like anybody's quitting. Now, again, I know there was a long losing streak and there were things that were really bad, but I'm talking about right now, like at this point in the season. You know, but they just don't have the talent. They don't. We're talking third and fourth string guys out there. There are preseason rosters being thrown out week after week by this Commanders team. But you do have to make this offseason legit. Like, this has to be an offseason that you show it's aggressive, but smart aggression. Just don't spend money just because you start throwing out a bunch of money to guys that maybe don't deserve it. Then you're just in the Dan Snyder era all over again. And that's not something that you want at all. Like, at all. A lot, right? Maybe. But there's also guys like Deebo Samuel. I mean, that is a legit question. And if he's, and they're not going to pay him $20 million a year. That's looked at as like the market. That's looked at as like what he could get. If they just went through a battle with Terry McLaurin at 30 years old, and same thing with Deebo. And listen, I love Deebo Samuel. I think he's valuable in this offense, whether it's Cliff Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator or anybody else. There is value there. But you just have to look at kind of the big picture versus just the need on the roster alone. Now, that may sound stupid, but like it's the truth, right? Because, yeah, when it comes to wide receivers, and Deebo Samuel's his own thing because he's not just a receiver. He's a return guy. You can use him as a running back. He's very versatile, which is part of the appeal and part of the necessity for having somebody like that on your roster. But look, I love Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey. I think there's a lot of potential there, but they got a long way to go to prove that consistency. I'd argue that Luke McCaffrey, before he got hurt, showed that there was something brewing there as a consistent receiver for this team, and he was one of the best return guys in the NFL. But you got Terry, and you got a lot of questions after that. And Jalen Lane's just a return guy at this point, a spot receiver that's not going to get a lot of targets. Money will make this either make sense or not make sense for $20 million a year. Probably not doing it, unless it's a two-year deal. But Deebo Samuel has been in positions before where he's wanted to make sure he maximizes income. And I won't blame anybody in the NFL for maximizing their income, because in reality, one play can change your entire career. So get as much money as you can. I don't blame any guy for doing that, period. But what I do know is, if you're the Commanders, is that the situation that you want to... You kind of cut bait and say, forget it. We see where the market kind of is ranging, and it's far out what we want to pay. Because they're going to draft a receiver. That's likely going to happen. And there's, you know, are they going to go and pay an Alec Pierce, a Romeo Dobbs, a Juwan Jennings? They have value. They could be a good part of this roster. But, you know, Alec Pierce, are they going to use him right? That comes down to Cliff Kingsbury, whoever else is going to be that. Like, you know, there's no T. Higgins this offseason. God, I would have loved T. Higgins in Washington. That came out of nowhere. He thought he was going to be just no chance he's going to the Bengals. And I get it. Brandon is also going to be a free agent. There's a reason why I don't mention George Pickens. If you're trying to build culture, the diva receiver that's constantly the center of attention, constantly putting the spotlight on himself, constantly a pain in the ass, that's not who you want. Now, Brandon Ayuk, George Pickens, there are levels to that. But Brandon Ayuk, it just felt like, was always in the doghouse in San Francisco. And I know he's still technically under contract there. Come on, dude's gone. He's not going to be back there. And I get the tie-ins, Arizona State and Jaden Daniels when he was there. I understand all of that. But, you know, realistically here, if we're looking at this, that's not the type of player that this organization wants there. It's just not. George Pickens, to me, is out. Like, I'm not even thinking that. And there's a lot of talent there. Come on, he's a Dallas Cowboy. One, you know, oh, we all know Jerry's going to want to have to pay him. It's going to be a struggle. They're going to be dealing with all kinds of back and forth in the media. But in the end, Jerry can't have another guy leave like Micah Parsons and go on and succeed. So George Pickens will likely be back in Dallas, I think, anyway. But you can't be doing that. Man, you can't be bringing a guy like that in, even with that talent, with this team that just has so much. Like, their culture and the locker room, everything is so fragile right now. You don't need someone that's going to come in and tip the scale the wrong way. Had enough of that. Had enough of that over the years. You know, these are the types of things that this team is really going to have to address this offseason. They got a lot of cap space. And they're going to spend some money. Get after the quarterback. He's still going to be under 30. He's under contract for 3 years. You know what you're going to get from him every single week. You still draft a pass rusher, too. And I know they're missing a couple of picks, but so what? Like, they traded some picks for Laremy Tunsil. Yeah. And Laremy Tunsil's been great. And left tackle is important. Now, Marshawn Lattimore, that was a bust. He might just get cut this offseason. Not every trade, not every draft pick is going to hit. That's just how this works. It's not going to change. That's how the NFL works. Some will, some won't. But you've got to be able to cut bait with mistakes and move quickly. That's what good organizations do. Marshawn Lattimore, sorry, that's it. Like, this ain't working. It's just there's too much baggage. The injury on top of that, done. Move on. Like, just cut bait and say, hey, we screwed up. It didn't work. Sometimes it's on the organization. Sometimes it's on the player. But this offseason is massively important for this team. The decisions you make now will set in motion a whole lot of stuff over the next few years. Whether it's good or bad, it's going to dictate a lot of that future. A lot of that future. The Ravens and Steelers play tonight for a playoff spot. And I think when you look at the Ravens, you see a team that could just be a glimpse into the future of what the Commanders might have to deal with. I'll explain that next. Nick Ashew on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.